You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast on this TGI Friday, February 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be along with you here in downtown Madison, where it is overcast skies, looking for a snowstorm to come in over most of Wisconsin, at least the northern two-thirds of the state, maybe 7 to 8 inches up around places like Wausau, maybe, but over into Eau Claire area, Chippewa Valley, lesser amounts to the south, so be aware of that. Zommers and I are also in red today, for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the like. National Wear Red Day, the first Friday of February, an annual campaign to raise awareness about heart disease in women. So always good reminder of that. It's going to be wintry here in Wisconsin tomorrow. Not so much where Super Bowl 59 is being held this year down in NOLA, New Orleans, New Orleans, wherever you want to call it. Our great sports reporter friend and ongoing contributor Mike Clemens is there at the site of Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans and joins us live via phone. Mike, we always appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. How are you, my friend?
Todd Alva, I owe you an apology.
Why?
So I think it was at Ford Field, and it was Packers and Lions in December, like early to mid-December. And you said, hey, Mike, I want to play something for you. And you play a clip of an interview, like a podcast, with Matt Schneidman from The Athletic, and he's talking to Matt LaFleur, something they do with the Packers. And he says, hey, I want to show you something here. Have you seen these stats that Jordan Love's numbers go up? His efficiency in the same month that the Toyota-thon is on.
Yeah.
And Matt looks at him like he's nuts,
right.
You know. And then Matt was like on a tear, like he's asking Jordan about this. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's nice. You know, and we're all kind of – now, listen, I love David Letterman humor, you know, or Conan
right.
O'Brien.
Right, right.
Remember when Letterman used to do Lobster Fest?
Oh, yeah.
On Late Show?
Absolutely,
hey, it's Lobster
right.
Fest. Just these blatant commercial drop-ins, right?
Right, right.
But – to me, it's just like I didn't get the connection. My God, you know, they're in a battle for a seed in the playoffs, and there's all this drama. And I, you know, so I walk in back here to the NFL Media Center at about 5:30, 6 o'clock after people are running out to go to the NFL Honors Show and dinner. I turn the corner. There's this big set. It's got 4 different sets in a big square area where they've got Toyota products. It almost looks like a car show.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's shooting a commercial for Toyota? Jordan Love.
Of course he is.
I'm like, oh, my God. What? And he waves at me. He says, what are you doing here? I said, oh, what are you doing here? You know? And so he goes, hang on a second. So he goes over there, and he shoots these commercials. And then I'm talking to the people from Toyota, and they go, oh, yeah, this is just unbelievable. He goes, you know, it started with some Yahoo on TikTok who came up with that comedy bit,
right?
Made that connection. It kind of went viral, and then you got a reporter, you know, pouring fuel on the fire and asking LaFleur and Love about it. And they're like, I don't know, which even made it explode. And then guys like you playing on the radio, he got an endorsement deal because of that.
Isn't that great? I love that.
He's answering. he's shooting Toyota commercials, man.
But
you know what? But seriously, Todd. That's one of the reasons I come here, besides the game, besides covering the sport. You know, you covered the political conventions. You know that this is like the cutting edge of media.
Right.
And you're finding out that's not so much reporters, it's influencers who are getting their credentials now. And it's not so much people that do like I do. I go and I interview and I look up facts and I put together stories and follow storylines. And sometimes people just sort of sit back and they go to Best Buy and they bunch of equipment and they stream their stuff and they see if they can come up with some conspiracy theory that goes viral. But or it gets Jordan Love a deal with Toyota. One of the two.
Well,
isn't that weird?
It is weird, but two things about that. Number one, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the statistics actually do match up with this. Now, of course, it's just a weird coincidence, obviously, but it's just odd that Jordan Love's numbers do better over the last couple of years when Toyota runs this Toyotathon thing. So it's just odd and one of those freaky things that the numbers line up, number one. But number two, I find that very interesting what you just said, that you're seeing the same thing at a major event like Super Bowl 59 that we saw at the national political conventions, which is the rise, if you will, of, I guess I'll call it, you know, for guys like you and I who came up with legacy traditional media, this kind of non-traditional or new media where it's just all on your phone and streaming and TikTok and stuff. These people have a huge reach in the political world, but Mike, you're saying you're seeing it in the sports world as well.
Yeah, but the difference is, and some of them have got sponsors now, okay? And the difference is, when I'm working for your show, I'm talking to Patrick Mahomes. I sat down with Oren Burks yesterday for about 20 minutes, a guy who had been drafted by the Packers, and I was surprised when he didn't re-sign. Well, he got a deal with the 49ers, and now he plays with the 49ers last year in the Super Bowl. Now he's playing this year for the Eagles.
Wow.
Or guys from back home like Zach Vaughn, you know, who plays high school football in Brown Deer, plays at Wisconsin, gets drafted by the Saints, not the Packers. The Saints ignore him for 4 years as a special teams player. Have you seen this dude play inside linebacker for Vic Fangio and the Eagles? Oh, my gosh.
Right. Just
and
crazy.
You start to wonder, maybe the Packers, that's the kind of stuff that we do as opposed to just sit back and, I don't know, read out a Pro Football Focus and make it up as we go.
Give us the lay of the land, Mike Clemens, sports reporter there on the ground in New Orleans. I heard that the security, of course, you know, on recent events, we expected tight security. It's been announced that President Trump is also going to be traveling there along with Speaker Mike Johnson. What's the lay of the land? What's the feel of the room down there, Mike?
I'm getting used to the face image thing that I have to look into. I'm getting used to the detailed information I have to give. Almost like when I used to cover presidential visits, you know, social security number, background checks and all that. But to give you an idea, here's this media shuttle bus with about eight or nine of us knuckleheads in the media. And we're going to go over to the Eagles Hotel yesterday afternoon. And we stop. And there's this heavy metal temporary, they can move around, gate. Okay, that keeps, you know, from a truck bomb like they had here a month ago in the weekend of the Cotton Bowl. That's up. But it's like, why, sir, driver, why have you stopped? And I look, they've got bomb sniffing dogs going underneath the truck.
Wow.
The licensed registered media truck with a bunch of loonies from the media. And we've all had to go through security and stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, no stone unturned. And it's just sad. You know, I remember it wasn't so long ago, you could go to Washington, D.C. and walk in the Capitol building like you're walking into the public library in Sun Prairie.
Yep.
And those days are gone. And that's the sad part. It's a reality between Oklahoma City, 9/11, another recent attacks. But it's just sad that the more that we build up these walls and security, it seems like the crazier the attacks become.
Yeah, it's certainly an unfortunate sign of the times that we live in. About 3 minutes left here in our time together. Give our listeners some keys to this big game coming up, Super Bowl 59 on Sunday between Kansas City and Philadelphia, a rematch of the game 2 years ago. For our listeners in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, you can hear the game starting with a pregame show at 1 p.m. on WRCL FM 100.9 in Richland Center. For the rest of our listeners, they'll have to find it elsewhere. And, of course, it's being televised on Fox this year. Break it down for us, Mike Clemens. What do we need to know?
You know, the Eagles. You think, when you think of the Eagles, you think of Saquon Barkley, their running back, and their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and the receiver, A.J. Brown, and a big offensive line. And Kellen Moore is their offensive coordinator. Vic Fangio, got to talk to him, their defensive. And, you know, oh, yeah, by the way, Nick Sirianni, he's the head coach. but you learn that it's like in that first play against the Commanders had an 18-game drive, 18-play drive, and they had to settle for a field goal. Eagles get out, first and 10 from their own 40. They hand off to Saquon, and he just goes untouched for 60 yards and a touchdown on the first play. And we talked to him in the locker room after that, and he said, yeah, we ran a dummy call at the line. That's Coach Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. We'd run that playbook against the Commanders early in the season. We threw out that signal. They thought we were going right. We went left, and we got a touchdown. So that's the, you know, the compelling part for the Eagles. They're also extremely physical. I mean, they really beat up on the Packers.
Yeah.
But it's the Chiefs, man. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. And they seem to solve the Rubik's Cube every year, and that's why they're 1.5-point favorites for Sunday night.
Yeah, it's such an interesting game. I watched both of the championship games, and when Washington went right down and scored, I'm like, well, here we go. But that just seemed to take everything out of them. I mean, some of the guys were going and puking on the sideline after that big long drive for the Commanders.
Yeah,
and the Eagles were off to the races on the AFC side. Now that was a game enjoyable as hell to watch. But you give me your opinion, Mike, as someone who's watched a lot more of these games than I have. I thought that the AFC game really came down to the talent and experience of Mahomes and the coaching abilities and the talent of Andy Reid.
It did. And, you know, how about this for a coaching up? Xavier Worthy, I was at Combine when this kid runs a 4.2 140. That's a road runner. It was the fastest time ever. Mm. And then you say, okay, the Chiefs have drafted him because they always get these speedy receivers like Tyreek Hill and others. And it's like, is this guy a track star or can he catch the football? Well, guess what? He led the team in catches in the AFC Championship to get them here.
Right.
Somehow those guys take those kinds of athletes and turn them in or get them into spots where they have a high percentage in productivity and can turn those guys in. And so now I'm talking to Cooper DeJean out of Iowa, who we thought the Packers were going to draft, of like, yeah, he's going to be a handful to watch on Sunday. That speed on the outside for the Chiefs.
I know you don't make Packer predictions generally in Packer games. Do you want to pick one in the Super Bowl or just leave it to keys of the game?
I guess I'll leave it to keys of the game. I guess I'm going to lean that the Chiefs are going to pull this thing out. But, man, don't be surprised if the Eagles come out there, run some trick plays, and beat these Chiefs up. And it's entirely possible. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think that it's going to be a walk-away game. And, hey, the last time these two teams played, save that Jalen Hurts fumble and Nick Bolton scooping it up, you know, that made the difference in that game just 2 years ago between the Eagles and the Chiefs. So I'll predict this. I think you're going to see a pretty good game.
I agree with you. I like the Chiefs just because I like to see the unprecedented three-peat. And I think if the Chiefs defense can shut down Saquon Barkley, and with the coaching ability and experience with Mahomes and Andy Reid, I think that will be the difference. But I think it could be a 3-7-point game.
Yeah, so. And I'm assuming I'm going to go hit the buffet at least twice during the halftime.
All right, Mike Clay Lemons, you're fantastic. Our sports reporter live in New Orleans. Appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe. Look forward to your reports on Civic Media.
Stay tuned. Thanks, Todd. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay tuned. More after this. Here, we'll come back and do a little What's Worse? Super Bowl pizza involved. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, February 7th. Zomer is on the board. Many thanks to Mike Clemens. How about that? There's a guy who just day in and day out, all he does is win and get it done and offer great insight, and just an all-around wonderful, wonderful person. Mike Clemens down there in New Orleans, he's a busy man, and we appreciate him carving some time out for us.
And just a very fun guy to talk with.
He is. He really is. Great guy to have a beer with, and also just extraordinarily knowledgeable, and the experience he brings. And we're so lucky to have him at Civic Media. So thank you very much, Mike Clemens. And of course, as we said, the Super Bowl 59 can be heard back at the old home station in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The rest of our Civic Media listeners will have to find the game elsewhere. It is being televised on Fox as well. 22 past 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. But of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you
welcome
can
in again back. Once again to What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your chance to be heard. And what's better than that? Across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, covering every major media market in Wisconsin, Zomers played a little bit of Italian pizza music. That is because timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, Super Bowl, as we've been saying this weekend, biggest Super Bowl food, pizza. So here we go. What's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? Pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can text squares or triangles. Squares or triangles. Give us a call as well, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Cam in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. Cam, what's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles?
No, I'm going to ruin this one for you, actually, because I have an answer that I think will make everyone happy.
All right.
I used to work at a pizza place a long time ago, and
really?
I knew that if you go to cut the slices, typically people are doing triangle unless otherwise requested for squares. Mm-hmm. However, when I would call into a pizza place that I lived near, I would order it and have them write down to cut it into squares. Mm-hmm. And my order was pretty specific that they can't resell it to someone else, like as a mistake pizza,
because sometimes
that happens. They make a mistake when they can't resell it.
Right.
So they'll cut it into triangles out of force of habit and then go, oh, crap, we can't resell this. So then they make another and cut it to squares, and then they would give me both of them.
Ah, there we go.
Cam has beat the pizza system. Is that what it is, Cam? What would you order on the pizza that made it so specific?
Okay, I'm going to release a secret to you guys.
All right.
A lot of places have this on the secret menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pink sauce.
Mm.
So, like, if you went to Papa Murphy's, for example, you could go there and ask them for pink sauce. What they'll do is take the 50% the Alfredo creamy garlic sauce. It's not even an Alfredo. It's a creamy garlic sauce. Take 50% of that and mix it with the red sauce together. And, oh, my gosh, it is, like, the best sauce.
Wow.
I swear by it. It's not anything weird or anything like that other than it's pink.
That now here now information people can actually use, a new secret in pizza making: order it with pink sauce, creamy garlic, and the regular marinara, whatever it is, the red sauce. Wow, this is interesting, Cam. All right, well, you've given us all kinds of hacks for Super Bowl Sunday. Many pizza makers will be angry you've done this, but I appreciate you sharing it with us. Are you gonna watch the Super Bowl, Cam?
I don't know a sports ball from a dribble ball. I don't
but really you'll enjoy pizza
and that stuff. But right. I'm glad people are enjoying. Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it. What's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, I hate pizza cut in squares. You can't hold it the right way. Very strong language from Tony. But, yeah, I mean, certainly triangles, every piece has a piece of crust that makes it easier.
Yeah, it does. And personally, I'm a big fan of crust on pizza. And so for me, squares are worse because you don't get crust on every piece. But at the same time, the pieces with crust are better on square cut pizza.
Yes.
Like if I had to choose, I would take every triangle, like every corner when it's cut in squares.
Right. Right, right. Now, growing up as kids, when my mom was raising my sister and I as a single mom, we would just have one, like, tombstone or whatever frozen pizza, and she would cut it in the squares to make it, you know, feel like there's more than really there and makes the pizza go further.
It does.
If you're looking to make a piece go further, the squares do make it go further.
It does. Yeah. When you have a big group of people, squares are better because people can eat how much they need instead of having to take three or four slices when maybe they would only take the equivalent of 2.5.
Yeah, it's like finger food that way.
Right.
Listener on WAUK in beautiful Milwaukee, Waukesha says either. They can go either way. So there you go. Cut it right down the middle, as they say. What's worse for your pizza bowl sundae, your Super Bowl sundae pizza? Pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brian, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK, says, it depends if it's thin or thick crust. Oh, all right.
I wonder which one is which, though. I'm guessing thin crust squares, because that's like bowling alley style.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, could be. Well, but I don't know. I actually think almost the other way around, because if you have a thick crust pan style pizza, you don't eat that in a triangle, do you?
I mean, sometimes. If it's cut in a triangle, I'll eat it
how it
is. But
a lot of times pan-style pizza comes in a rectangular
pan. I suppose that's true.
It depends on the pan. Now, how about, play like Rocky Rococo's is famous for, theirs just comes in like rectangles or whatever.
Or hearts on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day coming up next week. You're going to be gone next Valentine's.
I have a hot date. Just kidding. I have a doctor's appointment.
It could turn into a hot date.
I hope not.
We have a hot date with Peter Rapine on the other side. By the way, I think that squares are worse, probably. I don't know. We'll come back with Peter Rapine and a week in review from EPOM's World after this. Stay with us on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Pizza time.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Mall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition, February 7th, 2025. Zommers on the DJ Aaron Zommers.
Well, we may not necessarily be talking about big butts today, but we're talking about a lot of other things.
Yes, exactly. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along. Now, this is exactly what we want to wrap up a tough week, right? There's lots of news, lots of things that bring us down. What we need is something to give us a laugh, a smile, to make us think, you know what, it's going to be okay. And there's nobody better than the managing editor of E-Bombs World, our ongoing contributor and friend, joining us live from Brooklyn, New York, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, Peter Rapine. Mr. Rapine, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I think this week I'm really going to live up. I'm living up to the promise.
Really?
I'm bringing you some dumb and funny stories. But I don't know if they're going to, I don't think things are going to be okay in the end. I know you said that. Things are going to be bad and they're going to get worse. But at least we can laugh at them and ourselves in the meantime.
So here, Peter Rapine has predicted, no, in fact, things are not going to be okay. But let's laugh on the way out. Let's just have some fun every day, right? And now here's a reminder, I think it's very, very important, that these are not stories that you and the good folks at E-Bombs World, you don't have a writer's room. People aren't coming up with fictional satire here. These are actual stories of actual real human beings, and your folks have scoured the headlines to bring us the stupidity of humanity.
Yes, everything we're going to talk about today is true.
Very good.
Even though we might not want it to be, it is. We have to accept that fact.
We have to accept that fact. Very good. All right, here we go. Actual headlines from actual real-life goofy human people from E-Bombs World. You can find all of these stories and the headlines at ebombsworld.com. Peter Rapine, first headline.
So this story affects all of us. It's silly. It's dumb. Headline reads, a 19-year-old who calls himself Big Balls has your social security number.
At 55
now,
years old.
He doesn't have it because he's a hacker.
At 55 years old, I never thought I would see a headline, an actual headline that read, a 19-year-old who calls himself Big Balls has your social security number.
And like I was saying, this is not some hacker that broke into AT&T or the government. This is a 19-year-old named Edward Cortizan, who is a part of Elon's Doge team. And Big Balls is one of his is his handle, is his internet pseudonym. And so Twitter this week has been obviously making countless jokes about how some young kid named Big Balls, I see how many times I can say that, is not only has access to your social security number, but might also have access to the entire U.S. Treasury Department.
We've been talking about this in the serious part of the news all week, but you know, the Doge stands for Department of Government Efficiency. It is a made-up thing. It's not an official government agency. It hasn't been created by Congress. It hasn't been vetted. Elon Musk just said, hey, let's create something called Department of Government Efficiency and call it Doge. I like to refer to it as doggy. Yeah. this 19-year-old kid who was an engineer for Elon Musk at either X or Tesla or something, he brings him in, a 19-year-old, and this kid now has our social security numbers and our personal information. And oh, by the way, if you want to know something about this guy, his online handle is Big Balls.
Which you kind of do have to have pretty big balls if you do want to go into the government and delete a bunch of contracts.
As Bill Rafferty on CBS Sports says, onions. Got to have some big onions there. But usually in my experience in the online world, Grindr or otherwise, if someone has a screen name called Big Balls, they're probably, you know, will doth protest too much, as they say.
And this is probably more of just a signifier for the future when we do have our first Gen Z president. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to find a candidate who doesn't have an internet history that's absolutely insane.
Right. Right.
So this is a prelude to what we're going to experience in much wider, bigger in 20 years, probably.
All right, Peter Rapine, next headline. Here we go.
This is definitely my favorite story of the week. Headline reads, an American woman flew to Pakistan to meet 19-year-old internet boyfriend, got rejected, and is now refusing to leave.
An American woman flew to Pakistan to meet another 19-year-old internet boyfriend, got rejected by said boyfriend, and is now refusing to leave. Explain.
So this woman is from the Bronx, which is probably the funniest place she could be from, because clearly Pakistan was not prepared to handle a very outspoken, bolsterous Bronx woman. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, she overstayed her tourist visa, was on her way to the airport, was in the airport, and then she made a scene. And somehow she's found herself in front of a ton of press. And so she held a press conference the other day on the street. And I think Aaron has some audio from the event.
All right, here we go. Here's audio from this event.
But listen, he talked too much. That's it.
Yes, that's it. Yes, yes, I'm saying. Yeah, we take a yay baby basket.
Listen, you talk too much.
Okay, okay.
We don't know what you're saying.
Acha, aap ye saari cheeze hum jo aap abhi dekh rahe.
She is not taking crap for it. You talk too much. I mean, yeah, you don't want to take on a woman from the Bronx.
No. I think there's another one if we want to play it as well before
all right,
we.
All right, here we go. Here's more from the press impromptu press conference at a Pakistani airport.
Come here, please come here.
Listen.
Please, be quiet.
I'm not sitting down. Okay, please have a seat. My plan is to reconstruct this whole country, okay? I'm asking for 100K or more. I need 20K by this week, okay? In my pockets, in cash.
Wow. She's putting it right out there. And you know what? She'll probably get it.
So she might. Honestly, it seems obvious that the Pakistani media was like, wait, we've got a really cool story on our hands. We rarely ever have Americans who are refusing to leave our country.
Right.
And it seems like in that clip, there's like, you know, 20 or 30 press around. There's like 15, 20 microphones. Like, this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they're gonna milk her for all the clout they can get, and she honestly is gonna try to maybe turn Paxton around. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, well, now wouldn't that be a headline? Woman from the Bronx turns Pakistan around.
Yeah, she becomes the president or something. Right. But yeah, she got ghosted by her internet boyfriend, and now she's making all sorts of demands. Type of person that I think. We should embody her energy going forward.
Yeah, well, absolutely. 42 minutes past the hour, talking to our friend, ongoing contributor, and managing editor of E-Bombs World. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com with a humorous look at actual goofy humans doing actual goofy things. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Next headline comes to us from the animal world, where dolphins, headline reads, "Dolphins keep peeing straight up into the air and on each other, and we don't know why."
Now, I lived for a brief time, for a few months in Florida on Marco Island. I saw a lot of dolphins, but I never saw dolphins keep peeing straight up into the air and on each other, and we don't know why. Explain.
So some male Amazon River dolphins were filmed peeing on each other, on themselves. They're floating on their backs with their members sticking up in the air, just peeing into the wind. And as dolphins do, they like to mimic each other.
Right.
So a bunch of other dolphins have started to do it as well. And honestly, it looks like they're having a blast. We're not sure what they're doing or why they're doing it, but we do support their right to pee on their friends if they so desire.
We don't kink shame dolphins here.
No, we do not kink shame dolphins.
If this is true, and we have every reason to believe it is, they may change the sunset at Marco Island from the golden hour to the golden shower. That may be the new line down there at Marco Island. I've never heard of this, and you would think that somebody in the animal world who knows animals would. Zomers, wait a minute. There is video? There is actually video. Yes. Zomers is putting it up on the screen for me. There is actually, there's a lot of things I didn't know before seeing that video that I won't go into, but wow. Wow. As my former boss used to say, Google it up.
Google it. Yes, it's on the site. Go and find it. It's one that you have to see to believe.
Go to E-Bombs World, E-B as in boy, A-U-M-S as in Mary, World. E-Bombs World, S as in Mary? What I said, S as in Sam, World. E-Bombs World. Wow. I clearly got distracted. There's actual video. And you're right. They're on their back. They're just chilling. They look very happy.
Well, I think dolphins get high. They're one of the few animals that they will poke certain puffer fish that have a toxin in them.
No.
And they'll play with them because it gives them a little high. I think dolphins also are one of the only other animals that has sex for pleasure. So dolphins are very smart, and we know this.
Wow.
So they're doing this for a real reason. It's not just maybe it's a goof, but it's not taken out of context. They are peeing on each other.
They actually are.
For fun. Which is not something I ever thought I was going to say.
It sounds like a party down on Langdon Street. Anyway, next headline, Peter Rapine.
This one comes to us from Colombia. Colombia's president says cocaine is just as bad as whiskey, and we're racist for banning it.
Colombia's president says cocaine is just as bad as whiskey, and we're racist for banning it. Explain.
So at a press conference recently, and I'm not really sure where to take this one. I'm not sure if he's trying to boost Colombian exports. I know Colombia has obviously been at war with the cartel in their own country for a long time, so I'm not sure where he's coming from this. Maybe he, needed a little pick-me-up that morning. But yeah, I guess we're racist for, scheduling cocaine as a Schedule I drug. So maybe the Doge team can look into that.
Right. I'm not sure. Yeah, it seems a very odd thing. But in the article here, it says, according to the Colombian president, it's because the drug is made in Latin America and we Americans are just being racist. After all, in his eyes, it's no worse than a little bit of Jack Daniels. I mean, I don't know about that one. Are they upset because the economy is doing bad and that's where they make a lot of money? I don't know.
Jury's out on that one.
it sounds like Don Jr. will probably be taking a trip down there to do research very soon. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline, about a minute here before I have to take a break.
Okay, some dudes in New York stole a subway train and took it for a joyride.
Some dudes stole the subway train and took it for a joyride. Explained in 30 seconds.
Yes, a bunch of kids, I guess, found a train on a track, unoccupied. And as young kids like to do, they hopped on board, put it in gear. And I think they took it not very far. They probably took it like four stops. I don't know if they picked anybody up on their route. But they did have, you know, I think they lived out a dream that many young men have also had of stealing either a fire truck or a train or a
sure, backhoe. People are just sitting around going, yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to steal that?
Yeah, it would be fun.
My favorite line in this, in the story E-Bombs world, there's a hell of a lot of cars, and some of them are, quote unquote, shockingly easy to steal. So, I mean, apparently, yeah. You know, you can just, next time you're in New York City, just hop on a train and say, here we go. I want to know, though, if they pick somebody up, like you said. Come on back. We're going to pick it up with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. The Week in Review will wrap things up right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by, depending upon which station you listen to, and then followed by local news in your area, weather and sports with our great sports reporter live from New Orleans, Mike Clemens, who was kind enough to be on this program a little bit earlier, and then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, 4 until 6, then the Dom Salvia Show. I understand Dom is taking the day off. And Jim Santel, one of our great hosts for the attorney show on the weekends. Amicus is going to be in the host chair, the guest host chair from 4 until 6. That'll be fantastic. And then we got Pete Schwabe, who has been feeling a little under the weather, but I think he might be back. We'll see tonight, or maybe not. Anyway, it'll be in addition to the Pete Schwabe Nightlight Show with Conrad from 6 until 8, and then Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Right now we are joined, as we are every other Friday, for the Week in Review by the managing editor of E-Bombs World, found at ebombsworld.com, Mr. Peter Rapine, with wild and wacky headlines of things that actual humans actually do. Peter, by the way, Peter, are you going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
No, probably not. So I'm flying to Mexico Sunday.
Right. Oh, all right.
I'm not a big football guy, so I'm not too bummed. But I'll be on a beach instead. So
watching dolphins?
I'm going to. Hopefully not.
All right. Very good. I still think that's the best story of the day so far. Go ahead. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right. Next headline. It turns out you can get a VIP table at Popeyes.
Wait, what? Turns out you can get a VIP table at Popeyes. Explain.
Yes. So, when, you know, in clubs, they sell bottle service, and another aspect of that is like a VIP section where they'll bring out a big sign, often with like sparklers, and maybe it's like a birthday celebration or, you know, you just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it'll be bottle girls all scantily dressed with champagne, and they make a big party of it. Well,
clearly,
you can do
Peter's
that,
been bending some of these, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. But you can do that. Except you can do it at Popeyes. where they come out with a sign.
This is real.
And instead of champagne, they come out with boxes of fried chicken.
You're not making this up. This is real. Now why haven't we learned this before? Oh my God,
I don't know.
There's a video attached to this. This is incredible.
We have the physical proof.
Yes. Now, does every Popeyes do this?
See, that is what I was going to say. We're not sure where this happened or if this is something that you can get from every Popeyes. It's probably not going to hurt to like go to your local Popeyes, show them the video, and ask if they can do it for you. But we don't know where it happened. We found it on TikTok, and it is way better than any VIP table you can get at a club. Looks more fun, probably a lot cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be cheaper. But these are a couple of young ladies apparently that work at Popeyes, and they're like in a gymnastics leotard with fringe on them, like in a chartreuse green color. And they look like ringside girls with signs, and then they have bottles, what looks like some sort of beverage, and buckets or whatever, boxes of chicken. Do we know how much this costs, Peter?
We don't know how much it costs.
Because
it's worth whatever the price tag is, right? I would say. Yeah.
We are going to check out our local Popeyes here in Madison, because if this service is available, you know, what a fantastic way to do one of our segments for the Week in Review than at a Popeyes, right?
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. We should try. Yeah.
All right. Next headline.
All right. So this one comes to us from China, and it's another animal based story. And we've talked a lot about China. You know, I think we had one story about a man dressed up as a monkey that you could feed in a zoo.
Right. Right. Yeah.
There was a story about a guy in a panda costume. We've had a number of these stories.
Right.
This one, a woman dressed as mermaid gets bit by big fish.
Woman dressed so as mermaid aquarium gets in bit China, by big fish. All right.
So an aquarium in China does like a interactive event where they have this woman dressed in a mermaid costume, and they put her into the tank with all the fish, and she swims around, and it, you know, it's supposed to be like a fun thing for the kids. Well, one of the big fish tried to take a bite out of her head, or tried to bite her head clean off. And we have video to prove it. The kicker, though, the funniest part is that she was compensated by the aquarium with $100 gift.
$100? That's all she's worth is $100?
And yeah, that's all she got. It was $100.
I'm watching this video that you attached to the story at ebombsworld.com. It's spooky. I mean, you've got the girl, the woman in the mermaid, and it looks like a small shark. It's obviously not, but it's just kind of floating by, and then all of a sudden, bam! Just goes right after her head.
It is definitely larger than she is.
It looks like the fish tries to like, he gets like at least the crown of her head in his mouth, and then he just kind of spits her out.
Yeah, the fish tears off her goggles. She gets her head out of its mouth pretty quickly, but I think she left with like minor injuries to her face and neck, sadly. But I do commend China for trying to come up with like new ways of putting people into exhibits,
yes,
whether it's fake or real or whatever.
This will be this would be
whenever
much...
they do it, we'll find it and we'll share it.
Thank you. This will be much better halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl than what we're going to see this weekend. Women combined, you could have a woman and a fish getting bit in the head and peeing dolphins right there. That's a halftime show.
Yes, bring out the peeing dolphins. Yeah.
All right. Peter, thank you so very much. All these stories are at ebombsworld.com. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, even if it's peeing dolphins. Keep banging your drum. See you next week.
Thanks, Todd.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.